Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue on a message I've entitled Consecration. What does it mean in a very practical way in our lives? Not just something spiritual that we feel at an anointed service to come forth and surrender our heart to the Lord in a more dramatic and complete way. But Jesus is our perfect example. He was very God, yet He was absolutely a man, completely. And as a result, He was able to atone for our transgressions, our sin. Yet He never sinned. He fulfilled the law perfectly. And it's time that we, you know, I don't know where it says, but in the Psalms it says, as for God, His way is perfect. And so it's time, beloved, that we start to speak of and extol the wonderful perfections of our glorious Lord and Savior. He is our Savior. And I don't speak to you just from historical or biblical perspective with a knowledge of facts, but with a conviction and with a knowledge that there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And He is also likewise Lord. You can't separate the two. It's possible, you know, I mean, the thief on the cross, who knows what was going through his mind, but his heart was turned to the Lord. And the Lord said, this day will you be with me in paradise. God knows all the details of our lives. He knows everything we've gone through. And He is rich in mercy. And He's rich in His grace. But one of the most heartrending and saddest things I have seen and experienced and confronted in a life of ministry is to find so many Christians who have accepted Jesus as their Savior, but they have not placed themselves under His complete authority and power as Lord. You know, so many people try to divide Christ into two parts. One is that of Savior, and they'll gladly avail themselves of His saving power. And as I said before, you know, it's fire insurance. Who would want to go to hell? Of course not. But they've not taken the effort or perhaps even had the revelation or understanding, depending on the preaching they've been hearing, to avail themselves of the ability and the privilege we have to yield ourselves to a constant, steady, and heroic obedience to Jesus, to work out our own salvation, as the Scripture declares, to seek to follow in His steps. Oh, so many want God's blessings. They want the healing provided in the atonement. They want prosperity. They want to be blessed. They want all the benefits provided to the believer, but they've misplaced the key. And what is that key? That key is complete surrender to the Lord. And unfortunately, it depends on our willingness to submit to God, but by nature, we're very self-centered. We're very self-seeking, self-promoting. We're interested only in ourselves. And beloved, that is the carnal nature. That's why the Word in Paul exhorts us so much to mortify the deeds of the body. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That we have to understand that while our spirit is perfect, we'll never be more saved than we are right at this moment if we've accepted Jesus as our Savior, yet that work of sanctification and maturity and knowledge of God grows as we live out our lives, seeking to be pleasing to Him. But unfortunately, there are many who want the blessings, but they don't want to surrender to the Lord in complete obedience. Perhaps you've known people like that, or perhaps you've been struggling in areas where you're having difficulty giving something to the Lord in surrender. You know, Jesus is not only a Savior, but He should be Lord. He should have dominion over our lives because of who He is, obviously, but also because of what He has done for us and the love He has demonstrated, His death on the cross of Calvary. He loosed us from sins. He's removed the bondage of sin and the condemnation of sin out of our lives. And that was the most wonderful miracle which Jesus Christ has performed. Although through that atonement, through His vicarious sufferings, He paid the ransom for us. He is our substitutionary lamb, slain as it were from before the foundation of the world. He fulfilled the law whereby man, we see that with Israel under the old covenant, in their fleshly state, they simply couldn't do. And even today, when Moses is read, Paul says there's a veil over their minds. He shed His precious blood for all men of every tribe, of every people, of every race, of every nation. And by what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary, we're no longer ours. He's purchased us with a price, and He has a right to us. What the need of the hour is in the church, beloved, is for every individual who claims salvation through Christ is to cast themselves down at His feet and truly worship Him, not to be following after Him in reluctant service. In fact, beloved, if we refuse to consecrate our lives to Christ, it is in effect belittling the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. You know, Jesus said some pretty powerful things. He said, if you love father, mother, brother, sister, lands, anything more than me, you're not worthy of me. Remember what He did to the rich young ruler? He had obeyed. He was obedient. He was a good man. And He said one thing. Thou lackest, that you would sell what you have and give to the poor and come follow me. Well, you see, that was the thing that He could not let go of. He could not surrender that, and He went away sorrowful. But it said Jesus loved him. Beloved, we have only caught glimpses, small glimpses, of how great the love is of our God for us. I've read testimonies, stories of people who have died and come back, or perhaps they've just been taken to heaven. And when they see Jesus for the first time, they are overwhelmed with the love that they experience, a love they have never known before. It's another world. It's a divine agape love. We seek to emulate that. We seek to be like Jesus, and we can do that as we have the fruit of the Spirit in abundance in our lives: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, gentleness, goodness. You know, against that character, against those fruit, there is no law. If we would subject ourselves and surrender ourselves to be like our precious and our perfect Lord. And so, as we think of what it means to consecrate ourselves, there are different meanings to the word consecrate in the original Hebrew. One is charam, which means to devote. The other is nazar, which means to separate. Another is odesh, which means to set apart. And so we are separated from the world. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. But we then are to be wholly devoted to the Lord, set apart as His people. You know, I hear a lot of talk today, well, there's a remnant, there's a remnant. Well, yes, that's very scriptural. But that by what ministers use mean, I should say, when they use that, is there are those who are wholeheartedly following the Lord with all of their heart, with all of their soul, with all of their strength. They want to love God as completely as possible, no holds barred. Those are the what consecrated Christians. And then there are those who are not the remnant, which are basically nominal. They go about their lives, or they're happy to go to church on Sunday. They may even tithe, and they're good people, but there's no spiritual desire that has been birthed in them. And that's why I'm sharing this message, perhaps to stir the flames of that first love in you, that passion that you first had when you came to Jesus, or that you can pray more effectively for those loved ones who may have accepted the Lord, but they're just off doing their own thing, and they're not taking their salvation experience seriously. And when we come to Christ in complete submission, not only for salvation, but after experiencing the Lord and His goodness and the fullness of salvation, we then need to consecrate ourselves to Him, to devote our life and our efforts to the cause of Christ, that we seek Him first and His kingdom. That's all that really matters, beloved, and all these other things will be added to us. To separate by the Word of God from the things that are in the world. We're not to be taken out of the world. We're in this world, but we're not of it. And God has given us richly all things to enjoy. He's given us so many benefits, so many beautiful things, even in this natural fallen world, His beautiful world that He's created, the mountains, the trees, the flowers. And of course, His greatest handiwork is man. And there are some, you know, my heart is touched as I hear wonderful stories, testimonies. I listen to YouTube, some amazing, generous thing that people have done in behalf of those in need. Beloved, we're not intrinsically good, but we learn goodness. And we're just on different stages of the path, if you will. But my heart's desire, and I know it's the Lord, that this is the first and greatest commandment, and I'll close with that. We are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, with all of our mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. And when I pray that, I never stop there. I said, not only as ourselves, Lord, but to love one another as You have loved us. Amen. Praise God. That's our high calling, beloved. I love you, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with us. And if at any point you're not able to, or you would like to listen to a broadcast you've missed or re-listen, you can go to our website at unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast. They are archived there for your convenience to listen to at any time. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Amen.